Welcome to the University of Wolverhampton Skills for Learning Guide to Editing and Proofreading. Editing and proofreading can be time-consuming, and it is easy to underestimate the time required. It is a good idea to allow time for both in your assignment plan. It is especially important that you follow the module brief and requirements such as referencing, line spacing, and margins. What is editing? Editing is part of the redrafting process and entails checking the tone, structure and content of your assignment to ensure that it has a logical and coherent flow and expresses ideas clearly and in an academic manner. Checklist for editing. 1. Content. Have all elements of your assignment brief, learning outcomes and marking criteria been met? Is all information contained within the assignment directly relevant to the question? Is your assignment within the word count? Remember, you can usually go 10% over or 10% under the overall word count. 2. Expression. Are the introduction and conclusion both suitable? I.e., does the introduction provide an overview of your intentions within your assignment? And does the conclusion draw together the main points you have made? Does each paragraph express one main point or idea and successfully link to the next paragraph so there is a logical train of thought running throughout your assignment? Has similar information been kept together? Are sentences easy to follow or too long and wordy? 3. Use of supporting evidence. Have you paraphrased and summarised ideas in your own words much more than you have quoted? Have you acknowledged the authors of the theories, ideas or concepts you've used in your work? Have you used appropriate and up-to-date resources? Have quotations been copied down correctly? What is proofreading? Proofreading involves checking the content and appearance of your written work, looking for errors in typing, spelling and grammar, and ensuring that it is presented in a style that meets the requirements of a module or course. Proofreading is an essential final stage of the assignment writing process, which should not be overlooked, as a poorly presented piece of work can lose marks. Checklist for proofreading. 1. Grammar. 1.1. Spelling. Don't rely on the spell checker in Word. This won't pick up typos, such as from, when you meant form. Use a dictionary to check spellings and any specialised terminology. Do not guess at a spelling. Ensure the correct usage of words. 1.2. Tenses. Does the subject match the verb? Are tenses used consistently within your sentences? Have apostrophes, full stops, commas and colons been used correctly? 1.3. Language. Have capitals been used where necessary? For example, for personal names, organisations or the start of a sentence. Have some words been used frequently within a paragraph or an essay? If so, search for synonyms for alternative words to use. Is the language used suitable for an academic essay? Has objective language been used where appropriate? For example, this essay will describe rather than saying, I am going to describe. Have contractions been avoided, for example, cannot instead of can't? Have rhetorical questions been avoided unless appropriate to the module content? Have acronyms such as NHS been spelled out in full on first use? Have colloquialisms been avoided and more formal language been used instead, for example, in the 19th century rather than in the olden days? 2. Referencing. 2.1. Correct style. Are you using the correct style? Check your assignment guidelines for which style you should use. 2.2. Consistent. Is the referencing consistent? 2.3. Quotations. Have quotations been fully referenced? I.e., have you included quotation marks and page numbers if appropriate? 2.4. Bibliography. Have you included all the items you have cited in your text? Are the references complete? 3. Presentation. 3.1. Line spacing. Does the assignment require particular line spacing? 3.2. Margins. Are there any requirements regarding margins? 3.3. Font size and type. Do you need to use a particular font size or type? 3.4. Typing errors. Have all corrections been made in the final version? 4. Feedback. Have you taken account of feedback and ensured that you have not repeated any errors or omissions made in previous assignments? Tips for better proofreading. 1. Print work. It is easier to read and check for errors on paper than on a computer screen. 2. Recurring errors. If you are aware that the same errors recur within an assignment, create a list of these and make a conscious effort to look out for them. 3. Read aloud. This will highlight sentence structure and increase your awareness of the flow of the essay and of any essays that are too long or too short. It will also give you an idea of whether a sentence makes sense and if there is the right amount of punctuation. 4. Ask someone to read your work. They will be seeing your work for the first time and will be more likely to pick up any errors. 5. Proofread separately. Check for one issue at a time. For example, check grammar the first time you reread your assignment, then referencing, and then the presentation. 6. Read one line at a time. This will help your concentration. Cover up any sentences below the one you are reading. Help and advice. The skills development team will not be able to edit or proofread your essay, but can provide general guidance. For more details about the type of help that is available, please refer to the Skills for Learning website at www.wlv.ac.uk/skills. Further resources. Books offering advice on editing and proofreading are available in the Study Skills collection in our libraries and as part of our ebook collection.